Welcome back, folks. All right, we got a big one to go, and we've got a whole lot to do with not a lot of time, so we're just going to get right into it. From TTR Studios, you know you want that $100 that we are giving away to you today. Well, it's really tomorrow. Noon tomorrow is when we will give it away. All you have to do is watch the show and then comment below on anything relating to the show. You can comment whenever you want. It just has to relate to the show. Whichever comment below the video gets the most likes, you will win $100 PayPal to your account tomorrow at 12 noon Eastern time. I'm joined by Maddie Potts, Braxton Blue, and Belly Matt LaBelle, who is upset. And let me tell you something, folks. When I coach, I'm going to preface this. We're going to talk about the scandalous high school marching band. How we get there, that's up to Belly. But I would like to at least preface things by saying, I taught middle school. It can be uncomfortable. Yes. And I am not a pedophile. I'm a good person. I am a normal person. I'm going to tell you right now, when you teach middle school, first of all, middle school kids look a lot older these days. Let's just leave it at that. Especially girls. I don't know what they're putting in the water, but like, you see girls walk around in middle school that could pass for like Maxim models. And it's just like, what the fuck, dude? And you see that in a middle school classroom, and it is a awful feeling. Because as a man, your eye immediately goes to it, and then you think, what the fuck? At least you should.
Yeah.
And that's what Belly did.
And that's what exactly what I did. Now, also to preface this story, I worked on Monday night. I got out of work at 3 a.m. I decided then, I was like, well, if I'm going to go to this parade, I can't go to sleep tonight. So instead of going to sleep, I stayed up literally 30 plus hours to go and party and parade.
Like, who does that? Potts, look at this kid. I mean, the dedication here, right?
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, Potts, we were doing a show yesterday. I was complaining about my hurt elbow, and somebody from the social media lounge called for your whiny baby sound. That's what we needed. They were asking for you, man.
So I got there early enough. Oh.
Eagles may soar, but weasels don't get sucked into jet engines.
Boom. So basically, I got there early enough where I was right up on the parade route. I was between 9th and 10th on Constitution. I was right on the gate. And it was an awesome time. I mean, getting to see everything roll through, it was great. But part of the parade was two high school marching bands. And great, good on high school marching bands. I guess it was also like their drill teams that are part of the marching band to like kind of.
No, drill team and marching band are very different things. Drill team is like the dance team. They're like the hot cheerleaders.
That's why I said it was a drill team and a marching band and a drill team.
Gotcha. I guess I heard that wrong.
So basically, I was going through watching the parade. And as the parade's going by, the first group comes by. The drill team is literally these girls dressed very provocatively and moving very provocatively, like meant to be in like this sexualized moving to like catch the eye. But I'm just sitting there thinking, are you kidding? Like, these are high schoolers. Why are they doing this? Like, this shouldn't be part of the parade. Like, I'm fine with just the band. I don't need this like sexualization of these high school girls.
And I'll tell you, man, those, like, if they're wearing something scandalous, your eye might be tricked for a second, and there's nothing wrong with you for seeing way too much cheek, turning your eyes like seeing the girl who's flashing at the Caps game.
Yep.
And then realizing, oh my God, that's inappropriate.
Yep.
Like, that's built into our genes. I don't want you to feel like you're a bad person for noticing it. You'd be a bad person if you didn't think that that was wrong once you realize what was going on.
Well, the second group that comes by, literally as they pass, you realize it. Every single one of them, you could see 75-80% of their ass.
Potts, do you believe this? He's calling 75% cheek. I don't buy that.
I think Belly knows cheek.
I know my cheek percentages pretty well. I can see when there's basically a whole ass out. It was almost a whole ass.
As long as it's not a middle school girl, if it's an adult, is there anything hotter than underbutt? Would you rather underbutt or underboob?
Oh.
Under boob all day long.
Brax, get the mic. Under butt or under boob? Which would you prefer?
All the way.
Under boob?
Yeah. Yes. Totes under boob.
Under boob. Belly?
Even if she doesn't have boobs, it's like, I still think it's hot.
If you don't know what we're talking about, obviously they're just saying a t-shirt that's cut, so it's just showing the bottom inch of their boob.
That's probably the hottest.
Is that what you're taking? Come on, man. I want to see underbutt.
Underbutt?
Oh, that underbutt cheek? That little cheek?
There was no underbutt. It was whole butt, though.
Okay, we're not talking about the middle school. I don't want to go there at the middle school.
Why are we talking about middle school butt
we're
and
not.
Boob?
We're not. I don't want to cross the paths. Okay, back to that being extremely inappropriate.
It's just I but don't
the marching,
think it's...
I don't buy marching bands doing that. Marching band is usually like stuffy, like the Green Bay Packers right. cheerleaders.
No.
Like turtlenecks.
Not this time.
Right? And then the drill team is the Redskins cheerleaders.
These D.C. high right. schools were all underbutt, showing everything. Ridiculous. I can't believe that they even let people like let them out this way.
Potts is going to be a parent of a daughter. Potts, this is going to be something that's going to be in your life soon. Yeah. You're going to have to watch what your daughter leaves the house in. How are you going to handle that, man?
Not well. Not well at all. I mean, it's I can... I mean, well, the answer is simple. She just doesn't leave the house. I mean, I don't know what's so hard about that.
Lock them up.
Yeah.
I see this is how I see this going. Maybe this is wrong, but I see Potts' father-daughter relationship going like this. If you want to take the span of from zero, age zero to 30, I think they're going to have an awesome, awesome childhood. Like eight to like zero to six, zero to 10. And I think the high school years, they're going to butt fucking heads like this. They're just going to clash heads. And then right around 22, best friends.
No.
Right.
That's how I see it.
I kind of see it that way, too, because the problem is the day when she brings home a 16-year-old version of me, I am going to absolutely lose my shit. I'll tell you that right now. And I know every trick in the book. Like, this girl ain't pulling nothing on me. And baby mama is already super concerned that she's going to be the pushover. And so that means I'm going to have to play, you know, bad cop even worse. And yeah, I'm not having any of it just because like, I know what was on my mind when I was, you know, when I was a teenager and it's just, I don't know. You just hear all these horror stories now about like, you know, like roofies and drugs. And like, I mean, I remember the first time I did roofies, I didn't even know what roofies were. We roofied ourselves.
Roofies?
Who started the sentence? I remember the first time I did roofies.
Right. Well, I mean,
what?
People just did them?
We did them voluntarily. We thought it was going to be a hoot. And I remember I had to go to the bathroom and I was like, I couldn't even stand. My friends had one friend had to hold me up. The other one had to pull my pants down and literally hover me over the toilet so I could pee. And I mean, like, dude, it was sketch. And then I remember I started drinking that we had like jungle juice or whatever. And I had sprinkled Fruity Pebbles on top. And so I was all messed up. My lips were so red from drinking this red juice that when I went home, I had to go home. My buddy Ned called my mom. He's like, hey, can Matt sleep over tonight? She goes, if he's not home in 15 minutes, I'm calling the fucking cops. So my boy takes me home. My mom, the second I walk in, my mom is on cop patrol and she's like all up in my face, like sniffing. And she goes, are you wearing lipstick? And my friend had to go, oh no, we were drinking punch and someone spiked the punch.
How old were you when you were trying roofies?
Like 16.
Oh my God. Yeah.
And then, so literally, I'm not even being literally 2 or 3 weeks later, it was all over the news that Rohypnol, the date rape drug, and I'm watching the news. I'm like, oh, my God, we did that. Oh God. But from that point on, it was like, you know, you don't do roofies. So,
Belly, why did you say no when I did the life path of him and his daughter?
22 best friends. 22-year-old girls are the ones that are really going to be getting into trouble. Like,
I don't think
Potts is going to be super upset and thinking about the fact if he decides to pay for college for his daughter. I doubt it because at that point, college is not going to be worth it.
Yeah, he's
going
to tell her not to go.
Right.
Which you should.
I will absolutely tell her, unless she wants to be an attorney or a doctor, to not go to college. You're absolutely right. I won't. And I won't let her get a student loan either. I'll tell you that.
Oh, yeah. And it's one of those things where if she does happen to go away from home for those years of her life, she's going to be going out doing things that Potts is just not going to approve of at all.
No, she's not. Potts, you're going to be the guy on Bad Boys. You're going to be Bad Boys coming to the door with a gun in your hand, scaring the boyfriend.
College for the first time, comes home on winter break, and then stays out till 3 a.m., he is going to lose his fucking mind.
I need her to get through all schooling. That is the sketchy, like all the high school, middle school, and then college, because that's where all like the debauchery happens. And once she graduates, if she ends up going to college at all, I will feel a little bit in the clear.
Let me tell you something. Where you need to be nervous is middle school.
From the social media lounge, it's true. I didn't get into trouble until I was 22.
Really?
Yeah, that's from a female listener.
Some late bloomers for sure.
Well, I'm going to tell you, Potts, like I'm telling you now, I taught middle school. She won't do that. I will say it. I know this is inappropriate. I'm not blind. You see girls in middle school walking around. Their thongs are hanging out the back of their jeans.
And I'm mad. I'm mad as an adult.
I see it.
Because I'm like, if I have a daughter, I'm fucking upset.
That's my reaction to it. But imagine the 14-year-old boy who's sitting next to her, seeing that thong out. Seeing these girls in middle school with like double D's. Now, I don't know where it comes from, but like something's in the water around here. Like I made a comment to a woman I was working with, and I was like, is it me? Or do these girls look like they should be in high school? Like, what the fuck is going on? She's like, no, I don't know what's going on. This is absurd. And maybe it's just because of the clothes they're wearing. But like, dude, I'm going to tell you right now. I don't remember girls looking like that. And I remember when I was in eighth grade, I remember the name of the girl. I'm not going to say it because I remember her name. But I remember just because she had maybe C-cup boobs at that point, she was like the talk of every boy.
It's the hormones they're putting in the milk.
Oh, dude.
Says the social media lounge.
Probably. But every boy knew that girl's name because of her tits. And we were in eighth grade. That's the age that you got to worry about. They don't know any better. They don't think about having kids. They don't think about diseases or anything. They're just like, it's cool to fuck in the bathroom. Awesome. Let's do it. This happens, folks. You got teachers fucking in the bathroom. Did you see that story the other day?
No, but teachers are banging out all the time.
That doesn't surprise me at all. You go into these schools, it's nothing but 24-year-olds straight out of college. And they're going to happy hours. They're all just as bad as the kids in these meetings. They're texting each other. They're sexting each other.
Right. We're all human.
Right.
I mean, why are teachers put up to a higher standard, but they still need to have sex. They're still, and the fact of it is, even with all this Me Too stuff, people are still going, the majority of relationships start at the workplace.
Yep.
So, I mean, you know, and that's the only unfortunate, the unfortunate things of this Me Too is that, you know, it makes dating even that much harder, in my opinion. It's like, oh, my God, now, you know, I hate Tinder. I keep getting ghosted. And now I can't even, you know, tell Sally at work that I like her blouse because I'm trying to flirt with her innocently.
I hear that completely. That stuff that crosses my mind. Braxton, you're at the microphone. What's going on?
Yeah, no, I was going to comment on the teachers being like fresh out of college and they're all just getting as fucked up as all the rest of us. Like, a lot of my friends from school, like I'm 24, they're all teachers now. And like we go out on the weekends and we get fucked up.
Blast. Teachers
like,
party hard. Teachers
you,
party hard.
Can you show the G-Spot video that you showed me? Can you show that during a break? Is that on the internet somewhere?
Yeah, I probably can.
If you can find that, we're going to continue this conversation. If you can find that, that'll be awesome because he's right.
Teachers
he's right.
Party hard.
Belly, when I was teaching at age 24, okay, 24.
They got to deal with a lot of shit.
No, it was 26. I was teaching special ed. I got put in a half room. So it was one of those full classrooms that halfway through they had that like fake wall that would slide partition. And lock a partition. Thank you. We shared this half room with only 13 desks and then two teacher desks right across from each other. And it was me and a smoking hot 24-year-old.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
You're going to tell me that nothing's going to happen?
Yes.
Clearly nothing happened because it was me. But in a typical situation where the guy's got game, that it's game on. You're spending 200 days a year in a confined space. I mean, the kids
sharing the same problems because these kids are like
insane. Yes, the kids would call us mom and dad. Well,
that's why workplace relationships typically start is because you're sharing like the same like venting things. Where you're just going back and forth, like being each other's like balance to the workplace.
Belly, people actually bond over hating something together more than they bond over
liking
something.
There's a dating app for
together.
That.
There is. No, he's right. You will bond. If you want to go on a date and really bond quickly, talk about common dislikes. That will bond you guys together. It's like, oh, you hate that too. I can't stand when they do that. That is such a stronger bond than, oh, I also like walks on the beach.
No.
I really thought that was a good joke. Nothing? Okay. So, Potts.
Walks on the beach.
Potts, I wanted to take this. It's very good that you said that because we're going to do the whole third segment on Potts did a wedding and he's got all kinds of questions for us. But before we get there, you had mentioned, you know, Tinder and Bumble. I'm kind of, I now we know Potts deletes these every week.
They're all gone, done now.
I'm done with it.
I haven't been on him in months, honestly.
Well, now he's in something that's way better, and I'm really just happy for him. He's with
so it worked out
his baby mama, and they're working on finding a new apartment.
And we met on Bumble.
Look at that.
Boom.
So here's my thing, Potts. I'm no good on paper. All right.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, I'm no good on paper.
I think you're fantastic on paper.
You're great in real life too, but you're really good. I'm gonna just jump out of this hole. I'm
getting. Yeah, what are you saying?
Thank you, Luke.
Give yourself some credit. And now, the reason you're not good on paper is because your weekends aren't free.
Don't let him out of this, Potts. Explain.
If at first you don't succeed, try management.
Try management.
Yeah.
That is pretty good. As a manager, that is pretty good. All right, so no, it's true. I'm not great on paper. I'm not the most attractive person in pictures. I got a, you know, Italian nose. I'm balding. I'm 5'7". Like, when you're basing this all on, is he hot? No. Is he hot? No. Is he hot? Yes. Is he hot? No. Like, I don't do well on those.
So you're saying the stats aren't in your favor?
The stats are not in my favor on Tinder or a Bumble.
I mean, as far as the Italian nose, there's a very simple solution, which my mom helped me with. Get a nose job.
I'm not down with that. I am who I am, and you're going to love this nose. It just means I can smell you coming. Now. Get Belly. TKO, get him with a...
Smell you coming.
I can smell you coming. Take it how you want.
Wow. Oh, there you are. I heard you coming. I smelled you coming to the door.
Did I sneak up on you? No, I smelled you.
Gross.
Exactly. What are you smoking, man?
Right.
How can you smell anything with how much you're smoking right now?
Christmas trees are so strong right now. It's not my fault.
So you're saying you're horrible on paper, but this is the A game right here?
Yes,
is
because I can make jokes like this. I can make you laugh. And no, like 9 out of 10 Bumble profiles say, if you can make me laugh, like you 100%. Win. But I don't get that chance because you swiped left because you saw my nose or you saw my hair. Or maybe you just, I don't know. I actually have some people who think I'm very attractive. However, this is not is Luch hot or not? This is. what I'm trying to say is, this is not for me. Like, this is not my space, right? I need to start finding girls that are not online. I want to talk about that and how to do that when we get back next. We'll do that, and then, of course, we'll do all the weddings. We'll just take a quick break. God, this is epic. I don't want this. Give me this. Music. This for Belly.
Straight out of the
All right, we'll take a quick break, and then when we get back, it is the segment you've all been waiting for. Matty Potts worked a wedding. I will tell you the end of this story and how I'm off of Tinder and Bumble, and we're just going to have a blast with you guys. Remember, $100 given away to whoever leaves the best comment below the video once it's over. I guess you can leave it right now. You have all the way until noon tomorrow Eastern. Whichever one gets the most likes gets $100 at 12 Eastern tomorrow.